All right, shalom to all. Praise to the Most High. The name of this episode is No Idols. So we're going to start it off with a script, Exodus 20:3-4. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or is that or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth. So, you know, you can't make anything an idol. Anything can be an idol. Anything that you do that you put above the Most High. When you put it above the Most High, we mean reading and praying. So it can be your mother. It can be your daughter, granddaughter. It can be your job. It can be any of those things that you do more than you spend time with the Most High.
Yes, because you can easily turn your job into your idol. For a quick example, you know, we must honor and keep the Shabbat. And sometimes, you know, we love our job more than anything. We may work 7 days, 12 hours all the time just because not the job is becoming an idol. On top of the money becomes the idol. If you don't have a purpose, you don't have no reason to. You just lusting after having excess to feel that you are, or you taking yourself to the drive, the force of gain to be wanting to become a millionaire, and you have no purpose of becoming a millionaire just because you want to say you have so much and look down on your fellow man, then that is not of the Most High, and you can turn money and your job into an idol.
All praises. You cannot serve God and mammon. And money is the root of all evil. Sometimes we lust after that money, which makes that an idol. And that's all you're driven to do. But you, like he said, you just don't have a purpose for it. The Bible said, I had a poor, you'll have the poor with you always. You're supposed to do the work of the Most High Yah. So we're going to go to Exodus 22:20. He that sacrifices unto any god shall save unto the Lord only. He shall be utterly destroyed. So when Most High God said, you shall have no other gods before me, he mean that. He said he's a jealous God. So if you worship any other god, including yourself, you will be destroyed.
Or if you're worshiping your pastor, where you go to worship at, but you're claiming that, my pastor, no one's better than him. No one delivers the word better than him. No one. What you mean no one can read at the level that he's reading it to you? Because the Ruach teaches the word. The Holy Spirit delivers the word. And Christ shows you what the word was. So that pastor that you idolizing is just a man. And he is not the Most High. So you instantly made yourself another god. Or you turned this pastor into a god. And you in complete violation.
Yeah, we got to elaborate on that. Talking about these pastors being that the pastor, your pastor is an idol. Again, your pastor is an idol. You can't wait to come every Sunday to listen to what he had to say. But what you've been doing for the past 6 days, you've been living like you want to live. You ain't been reading that book. You ain't been praying. You ain't been listening to the voice of the Most High. So you getting all your knowledge from man instead of getting it from the Most High. And he's reading from a script. He's went to Bible school. You don't need a teacher. The book tell you that.
All praises. Definitely. That's why we always say you need to crack that book. Read, and read again. That's what it's there for. The Most High made a way for you to get this knowledge, to get this word that you're supposed to go by and live by your basic instructions before leaving Earth. That's what the book is for.
All praise to the Most High, Yah. Yeah, we got to get out of that. We got to get out of that church, man, because we worship the man. We worship the creature and don't worship the creator. And we get caught up in all of the things that he's talking about instead of the things of the Most High. The Most High is clear on his instructions. You've heard people say time and time again, oh, it can be interpreted any way you want. No, it can't be interpreted any way you want it. A lot of the Most High's things, laws, statutes, and commandments are black and white. It's just plain and simple like that. So we're going to go to 1 John 5:21. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Again, you have to keep yourself from idols. And the whole world is designed like that. This is the devil's world until Yahweh shall come back. You might not think it is the devil, but it is. He comes to you, and he comes to you whatever your vices or desires are. And you might not see it because you're not well versed in the book. Like we say, we read again.
Like you said, keep yourself from idols. That means you don't go to award shows. They have an icon award. What you think that's for? For you to worship someone else. They telling you who the idol of this genre and all these awards, and people are worshiping, crying, falling out, having heart attacks, seizures, everything when these demonic entities enter these so-called entertainers and hit these stages. So you worshiping your idol and just mocking the Father. You mocking his word. So it's just time for us to really take heed to and be accountable of what we're doing. You're running down to these concerts to do what? To give praise? To give worship? To who? To what? What are you talking about? Then you go keep seeing people when the talent is gone. It's completely
garbage,
gone.
Straight garbage.
They not even 10% of what they used to be from the devil then sucked and used them up. And you still go crying and worshiping them and just marking yourself for the furnace.
Marking yourself for the furnace, yeah. And you don't realize, like I say, keep your little children, keep yourself from idols. You don't realize when you go in these concerts, it's set up like a church. You got the person standing on stage, and their altar is exalted or raised up so you can look up to them. It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same exact thing. It's all praise to the Most High God. There's no way, and then you're listening to the lyrics, or most of us, meaning black folks, we listen to the melody. You're not listening to what's being said over the melody.
Mm-hmm.
And these people are already aligned with Satan. There's no excuse. They're all on YouTube. They're telling you who they worship. They got altars. They're telling you who they throwing up signs. They doing the opposite. They doing what the Most High God hate. Men wearing fingernail polish. Men wearing women's hairstyles. Men wearing purses. Women's clothes. All that. But that's you don't care about that. Oh, you don't see that. Even this guy that's wearing a $1 million crown of thorns. And y'all keep going back and forth talking about who had the greatest verse. You're gonna be talking about, damn, that was tight, but you're gonna be in a place where y'all everything gonna be hot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All praise.
All right, we're gonna go to Psalms 115:4-8. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither they speak through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is every one that trusts in them.
Yeah, all praise. This is like, you know, when you go to these Asian restaurants, you see that little idol that they have next to their cash register that's bringing in their worship of gold, money, the little praying Buddha or whatever it is, silver statues you be seeing.
Yeah.
That's right there in complete violation into the Most High Yah. Mm-hmm. Right there. That's a clear example of a whole nother culture going against the Creator. It's right there. And it's the same thing when you go on a vacation, you go off into the Caribbean, you go down into Mexico, you go wherever, and you pick up a so-called heritage statue, an African statue, you bring it back, somebody's idol, you bring it into your life.
Right into your house.
And for what? What are you doing?
All praise to Abba Nabba Yahawa. Man, and to elaborate on that, you know, I went to a, whatever you want to call it, Chinese, whatever, these foreign restaurants. You don't have to be well-versed. You have to be careful and mindful what you're consuming, because you could be consuming unclean meat. Mm-hmm. And you could be in both violation. You could be doing what? You could be worshiping other idols. I went to one out where I live at, and I'm looking, and Most High Yah spoke to my spirit. I looked, the whole wall had an idol on there. It was painted to the idol. You know what I said? I said, no. And I don't even eat this pizza restaurant. I said, nah, I go next door and eat this, because it didn't even seem right to me. And I had already been reading a book. It was a couple years ago, and I'm just like, I can't do it. But see, you got these people don't adhere. They don't care about your God. They don't care about His law, statutes, commandments. So they can serve you anything. That's why they can put sauce on mystery meat and give it to you with rice and wonton and egg foo young and all that. And you, it is so good. Yeah. And you know, they ain't got no trash in the back. Flat out. You ain't seen no Chinese food commercials. If I can't see you cooking it, and if it ain't 100, I can't do it. But see, we consume anything as black folks because my people perish for lack of knowledge. We don't care. If it tastes good, we'll eat it. But you don't even know these people's culture, they background, everything. I seen a comment on one of them videos, the Chinese food videos. The lady, you know what the lady said? The lady was like, it was a Chinese lady and the other lady getting ready to order. The lady said, well, you ain't gonna order? You know what the Chinese lady said? We don't serve, they don't serve Chinese food here.
It's basically, you gotta for real. I mean, it's just time to wake up, people. It's time to wake up, Yasharella. It's time to wake up. Take control of your destiny, your life, your soul. We have to get back to our laws, statutes, and commandments, following the word that was given to Moses for us. And it was passed down for the good example through the Most High Son, Yeshua. We got to see. We got the example. It's just time to come back into the fold.
Yeah, we got to come back. We got to come back to the laws, statutes, and commandments of the Most High Yah. How you've been taught is through a Christian lens and through a racial supremacist view of how we view the Most High. If you ever notice, our people, that's the white man's religion. No, you don't. No, it's our book, and it was tainted. It was fed to us wrong. Now there's no excuse. This is the hour of what? This is the hour of information. This is the age of information. There's so many mediums, but you have to pray and discern to get the right one, because you'll be on the wrong path. We are trying to give you the basics to what we learned to be a set apart one. And people, you know, they reject God. We reject God, and we love all the other nations' religion and they God. You got black folks running to Islam, and they're the ones that enslaved us.
Facts.
That's crazy.
Yep.
That's crazy. But you don't realize, you know, the first thing somebody will tell me, I don't eat pork. And through my travels and talking to people about the Most High, yeah, you don't eat pork, you Muslim. That's the most ignorant statement, because who told you that not eating pork was synonymous with Islam?
Yep. Or the others that idolize this African culture and Egyptian type, whatever it's called.
Kemet.
You idolize that when they had us in slavery as well.
what
are you doing?
All praise to the Most High. Yeah, you came out of Egypt.
Right. So you want to be them?
You came out of Egypt. You were a bonded slave man in Egypt.
Facts.
And you want to do Kemet to the people who the Most High God delivered us from?
Facts.
What is wrong with you?
Facts.
We had to flee from there.
Mm-hmm.
We had to flee from there. And then I don't care if they all skin folk and kin folk. Yeah, they was black. So what? They wasn't our nationality. They wasn't us.
Exactly.
They wasn't Yasha Allah.
Exactly.
They wasn't Yasha Allah. Y'all need to wake up. Wake up for real, because this thing is getting crazy. Don't you know we will be blamed for all the ills of society? It's already like that right now.
Mm-hmm.
But when the dry bones get to rattling and waking up, and the Most High start putting sinews on us, meaning joints, when that flesh start coming over that body, that's when all of the chaos is going to ensue.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't going to know nothing if you don't read. If you hell bent on not reading the Bible, but you hell bent on going to the club every weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You hell bent on dealing with that man that don't care about you.
Mm-hmm.
You hell bent on dealing with that woman who only wants you for your money.
Mm-hmm.
You keep on running back and getting slapped in your face. Or she keep, you know what I'm saying, they keep showing you they behind the kiss. And you keep going back and going back. But you won't open that book to read 4 chapters a day.
Yeah. And you know who else was an idol in the Bible? Jezebel. And it looks like they're trying to raise up another one right now that everyone is
you go
idolizing. It's like, come on now. Stop it.
Ahab and Jezebel have taken over this election. You're hearing it here first. You're hearing it from Spiritually Unapologetic, and if you don't like what we say, I don't care. Because Jezebel wants to usurp, meaning take over, the man's authority, which is not biblical, because the Most High God made what? He made Adam first. He didn't make Eve first.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know anything about the book, the devil wants to counteract everything that the Most High God does.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get in this, when you decide, which you're not deciding, that's a whole nother podcast. When you decide that you want to elect these two candidates that are set before you to herd you in a direction,
mm-hmm.
then I don't know. You got to wake up, because look, this is crazy. The guy that's supposed to be a felon, whatever he is, we don't vote either way. I don't care about that. You're a lemming. You're a lemming if you're in this and you're arguing. Somebody tried to argue with me on Facebook. I don't argue with people. I don't argue, period. I don't argue with people I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you claim the Christian, you're dead. What are you talking about? So don't you think that this character on the Republican side has been built up for X amount of years? He did 4-year term, and he's been built up. Yeah, this is the bottom feeder pig slop that's given to the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And you following it hook, line, and sinker. This place is done. Babylon has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the cage of every foul bird, is what Revelation say. He's been built up each year to be this big monster so they can herd you over into the feminist movement and you don't even see it.
Plain and day.
And you got a man on a basic level. Everybody's not going to subscribe to the Most High, y'all. And guess what? You're going to go to hell if you don't. But that's that's neither here nor there because you don't care anyway. But if you, on a basic level, why would a man run around a campaign and put sands in his yard and, hey, we going with this candidate because she, no, they told you that. Your program, it's called programming for a reason. Mm-hmm. Stop watching TV and start getting on YouTube and start looking for the truth. You can't be woke and be it. Well, let me scratch that, because woke is the new rainbow thing. that's just a code word for rainbow. When you start learning how this world really works and who owns this world and who is really behind the shadows pulling the puppet strings, and then you read the book, which is the Bible, the basic instruction before leaving Earth, and then you incorporate both of those, and then you see through a different lens because the Most High Yah has blessed you with eyes to see and ears to hear,
mm-hmm.
then and only then you'll be woken up to the truth, because everything else is sitting you on a highway to hell.
Yep. You have to come back. It's no way. Well, it's only two directions you're going.
North or south?
Yeah, it's only two. It's only two. When he come out that temple, if he's going to vouch for you, or it's going to be a furnace. That's it. It's just that simple.
Just that simple.
And the only way he's going to vouch for you is you do what his father said. And that's it.
Yeah. Five foolish and five foolish virgins and mm-hmm. five wise.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not, look, and y'all keep talking about all these denominations. I know we getting on something, but you keep talking about, well, this because we basically pleading with y'all. You keep talking, y'all talk, oh, I'm Baptist. I'm Baptist. I'm a pilot. All these other titles that man cares about. When he say, when Yahweh Shai come back and he say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity, and I never knew you, he not going to say, oh, you was Baptist, come on in.
Facts.
Oh, you was apostolic, come on in. You was Church of God in Christ, come on in. You was Catholic. No, he's not going to recognize none of that because that's not his doctrine. His doctrine is the way. Mm-hmm. And he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Yep. All praise.
So he's not going to recognize none of that garbage y'all talking about. He's going to recognize what's in that book and what's in that book. Oh, the boy's been stepped on so many times and it's been translated. You can keep playing. What else do you have to govern yourself? Because all these people, hey, the wicked, they know what they know their father, mm-hmm. the devil.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. they've been duped and thinking that's just an endless party of paradise. No, you're going to get punished.
Yes.
But it's us. And we're not Christians. We are Israelites. And we're not Hebrew Israelites. We're Israelites. The people of the book, the apple of his eye.
Yes.
That's who we are. We're nothing more, nothing less. We're not better than nobody. And guess what? Other races will be grafted in. We're not concerned about people being slaves under us because we're still holding on to unforgiveness to what happened to us in the past, our people in the past. We're concerned about kingdom and kingdom only. We love all who love Yahweh Shai and love all races.
Facts. Yes, exactly.
So y'all can play if y'all want to. Y'all can put on these purple garments. Y'all can come in there with that fake cross because he died on a tree. It's three scriptures that tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And that don't make you better than nobody else because you can quote John 3:16, blah, blah, blah. That, no. Because the Most High is what? He's the discerner of hearts. Mm-hmm. He know you were picked or chosen before the foundation of the world. He chooses. He's the Alpha and Omega. He chooses who is for his kingdom and who is not. He already knew before you were formed in the womb. Mm-hmm. So if you want to follow him and follow him for real, you need to read his book. And he's only going to speak to you. You lost that. If you don't read the book, you lost connection with him. You don't do that in college. Your goal, our goal is the kingdom. Your goal is to get that secular degree.
Which is your idol. That you shouldn't have before the Most High.
Anyway, because if you were doing it biblically, you would be praying, fasting, and you'd be doing everything else you need to do before you touch that secular book every day. But you don't, because you're doing that because you want to do what? You, like you said, you want that to be your idol, and you want to get that money. Do you want to get the money? Let's like he alluded to earlier, like Darrell alluded to earlier. Do you want to get the money to do the kingdom work? He said you had to pour what you always. You want to get the money to do the kingdom work, so you can help our people. So you can get them, get your finances in order, so you can help them, so they can get out of the position that they in, and give them the tools they need, which is a book, a Bible, and then give them some money, so they can get up on their feet. Or do you want to get the money to be like, aha, I'm here and you down there?
Mm-hmm. All praises to you, Father. We just thank you for another Sabrat that we got to come together to share with y'all, which we know you guys need to hear, need to get the dust off that book. You need to stop thinking on so-called Easter / Resurrection Sunday. I can put on my pink pinstripe suit and dance around and I'm straight. No, you're going to be dancing around in lava in a minute. But no, you need to for real understand what we are being deceived with. It is not about going to your church every week, giving your pastor the money you ain't got just so you can feel that I'm good. And it's not about saying, well, it is about saying, you know, Christ come into my heart and all that is what it's about. But once you do that and then you continue to come to church every week, never read that book, you know how lukewarm you was? How he just go spit you out of his mouth? And I can talk like this because I did it for years.
Oh, praise.
Thinking I was just straight when I was hell bound. All because I idolized a so-called man that I idolized my grandmother, my mother, and my aunt because I thought they were holier than thou. But come to find out, they were putting on a front. Mm. It was a front. Mm. They didn't even know the book. Mm-mm-mm. They knew Christianity, churchianity, which is of the devil.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All praise to the Father of lights, the Father in heaven. So what we going to do, we going to end this off. All praises to the Most High Yah. Shalom to all. Get right or get left.